We're here at the Bear Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. With me is Jason Brown, who is a former NFL center as well as a farmer. Jason told his very inspirational story here. And Jason, I just want you to hit on the main crux of this is, why did you decide to go into agriculture when you were a successful professional football player?
Well, I went through a midlife crisis at the age of 27 years old. Yeah, I know that's pretty young for most people, but I looked over my life and I said, you know, Jason, yeah, you're doing something, you know, something great, but yet it's only benefiting yourself with my NFL career, and it's only benefiting your family. And really, I felt as though I was being called to a life of purpose and a life of service, service to our community. And I asked God, you know, what can I do that would make the greatest impact on the world today? And he turned around and told me, farming, out of all things. And believe me, I was blown away. That caught me completely by surprise. But when I started to do a little bit more research myself, I said, you know, this is the real deal. You know, there's so many people, not just so many people, but pretty much everyone benefits from agriculture because all food comes from farms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you grow?
Well, right now, we just harvested a 5-acre field of sweet potatoes where we harvested 120,000 pounds that were all donated to local food banks, pantries, churches, you name it. And this year, we plan on doubling that number, hopefully to 250,000 pounds of sweet potatoes, and also diversifying over the summer.
And part of your message was for farmers to give back to those less fortunate, right?
Yes. There's a lot of agricultural practices going on around the world today. And even in my hometown, whereas in there's farming all around us, but yet we still live in food deserts. And that, I know that sounds as though it should be impossible, but people can't readily go out and eat those soybeans or the corn, those commodity crops. They can't pull the tobacco leaves off and eat that tobacco. So really there's a lack of fruits and vegetables readily available to the consumers and to the people in our local communities.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you think about this event, this Bear Crop Science event, and the diversity that we had here of opinions and of backgrounds, and especially the emphasis on science?
Yeah, they really touched on a lot of different issues, and I'm very thankful that I came here because this has been a huge eye-opener for me as well. I know that that there's a lot of people that they have so many diverse opinions as far as, okay, what exactly, should take place in farming and agriculture and what they think. And you know what, a lot of those myths were dispelled, this morning. And this is something that, not just I can benefit from, but really the general public can benefit from a lot of the information that was shared this morning so that there won't be any misinformation being spread around.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you here, and your message was wonderful. And congratulations on your career in agriculture, because I know you're doing a good job. Here at the Bear Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.